This goes to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, fax 810-275-0307, regarding Donna Rahl, R-A-H-L, date of birth 6/30/1945. Dear Dr. Mohan, this is a follow-up visit for Donna with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, and hypertension. Her last visit was October 13th of 2025. She's feeling well today and is accompanied by her daughter. She denies any recent hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit, and her weight is stable. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She does have urinary incontinence that is chronic. And no peripheral edema. And she wears compression stockings all the time. Medications. I want to highlight Losartan with hydrochlorothiazide, 100/25 once a day. And amlodipine is 10 milligrams daily. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 161 pounds. Pulse is 72 and regular. Blood pressure, large adult cuff, 160/68 today. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft without ascites. She does have 2+ edema of the lower extremities, and she's wearing compression stockings. And labs, most recent lab studies were done March 31st, 2026. Creatinine is stable at 2.18. Estimated GFR is 22. Sodium, 145. Potassium, 5.0. Carbon dioxide, 21. Calcium was 10.5, albumin 4.5, phosphorus is 3.6, hemoglobin is 10.8 with a normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to continue getting lab studies checked every 3 months. 2, hypertension, slightly higher in the office today, but better at home, the patient reports. 3, anemia of chronic disease, stable, unable to treat till that gets less than a hemoglobin of 10 and less than hematocrit of 30. And it's not to that point yet. And 4, bilaterally small kidneys. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.